Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And while you were sleeping, looks like they got a deal done to spend trillions in taxpayer dollars to help us out. We'll give you more details on what happened with the Senate last night, and we'll give you Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after traffic.
From the Hooters Traffic Center at the Dolphin exit ramp to northbound 65, still got that accident off to the side of the road, just waiting for the wreckers now. We look good from Cottage Hill, Demetropolis, Schillinger, and Three Notch, and around Tillman's Corner, Theodore as well. I-10 over the Bayway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, haven't had any delays. Spring Hill Toyota, they're still open for business and ready to serve you. They can deliver and complete all the paperwork online and schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles from the dealership. Call 450-1000 Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Well, Madam President, I have an update for the information of all senators and for the information of the American people, and it's good news. It's good news for the doctors and nurses in emergency rooms around the country who are waiting for more masks and more funding. It's good news for families all across America. At last, we have a deal.
There you go. I guess that was done about midnight our time yesterday, or midnight end of yesterday, beginning of today, in Washington. And today, if they have unanimous consent, they don't actually have to, members of the Senate don't actually have to come into the chamber and vote. We'll see how that works, but it looks like the deal has been struck. This is Mobile Mornings on a Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. More from him coming up in just a little bit. And speaking of weather, while it was generally pretty warm but pretty nice down here in our neck of the woods, a tornado in North Alabama, right there on the Alabama-Mississippi line. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, here at home, Mobile City Council met yesterday, and Mayor Stimson laying out the situation from the executive branch to the city council, and the finance director, Paul Wesch, talked about their estimation of loss of revenue from this to city coffers. We'll talk about that, and also the breakdown of the money coming from at least what was agreed to in Washington, what it means for small businesses, what it means for individuals. And then I've got this question, when?
Right,
when? Mm-hmm. And how? What mechanism will be used? A lot of people talked about that it would be put into people's bank accounts electronically. Well, what if you don't use that? What if you don't have that on file with the IRS? So we'll talk about that as well coming up at noon today when our Congressman, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, joins us live here at noon on Midday Mobile. Coming up in sports?
Well, Cam Newton has now officially been released from the Carolina Panthers, so the former Auburn quarterback and former NFL MVP now looking for a new team. And Tom Brady has officially joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He had a conference call yesterday, and the 2020 Summer Olympics now officially postponed.
All right, and the numbers for COVID-19 back here at home in Alabama. Total
number here, according to the latest ADPH report, 242 cases in Alabama.
So 242, and the breakdown here for it's increased for Mobile County.
Yeah, we're now at 6 cases in Mobile County, 4 cases in Baldwin County. Washington County still only has 1 case, but we can expect those numbers to rise as testing ramps up in our area.
Also, speaking of numbers, market sure liked the news yesterday. The best day in 12 years for the stock market. We'll talk more about that, and President Trump speaking yesterday a couple different times and talking about getting the economy back, and by Easter getting things back to some semblance of normal. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
The president insists there is no reason to keep the country on virtual lockdown on a Fox News Channel town hall.
We can socially distance ourselves and go to work, and you'll have to work a little bit harder. You can clean your hands five times more than you used to.
But now in that Fox News program, we have a goal date for reopening the country, as the president puts it.
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. It's such an important day for other reasons.
Mr. Trump adds he wants the nation raring to go by that time, which is April 12. In the middle of the administration's own 15 days to stop the spread campaign, President Trump, in a Fox News Channel virtual town hall event, anxious to see what happens in a week.
And we'll assess at that time, and we'll give it some more time if we need a little more time. But we have to open this country.
With the economy grinding to a halt on Fox News Channel, the president expands on his remarks that keeping the nation practically closed could be worse than the coronavirus death toll.
But you're going to lose more people by putting a country into a massive recession or depression. You're going to have suicides by the thousands. You're going to have instability.
An old saying now being used by the president to spread optimism for a new danger.
There's tremendous hope as we look forward and we begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
The president defended the idea of America's economy moving again by Easter. Even the churches would want people packed in pews that holy day. Lydia, infectious disease expert on the task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, did not dismiss that outright as being unrealistic in certain parts of the U.S.
The areas of the country that are not hotspots, that are not going through the terrible ordeal that New York and California and Washington State are going through, they still have a window of being able to contain.
It may be hard for the U.S. economy to rebound quickly when its largest city and surrounding towns are under attack by the virus.
We remain deeply concerned about New York City and the New York metro area. About 56% of all the cases in the United States are coming out of that metro area, and 60% of all the new cases.
Nearly one-third of the deaths also. And with millions living in that area, Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx is warning anybody who left there to avoid spreading it to other states.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days.
Financial centers have largely gone to telework and trading. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Yeah, they got to watch that daily influx from New York to Florida. Probably, I bet you look at the daily non-business departures out of New York. I bet you it's a high percentage go to Florida.
No doubt about that.
And they're already dealing with their own issues there. 714 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings and our continuing COVID-19 coverage, of course, throughout the day, throughout the midday show, throughout the week, the weekend. And hopefully one day we'll be able to bring this thing to an end. But right now we have put the interviews with folks from the health world, from the political world, elected officials, everything in between under the tab COVID-19 Local News. When you go to the front page of fmtalk1065.com, click the link for COVID-19 Local News. Hear the interviews with the people in the know. Also, while you're there, check out the 1-800-GOT-CHUNK online opinion poll question. On a scale of 1 to 5, how quarantined are you right now? We'll talk about those stats coming up in just a little bit. And speaking of polls out there and percentages, presidential approval poll, how's it looking?
Well, a new Gallup poll has been released, and President Trump tying his high for approval ratings as a president. He's up to 49% job approval ratings. That's up from 44% earlier this month, and it ties the best of his presidency, which he also had in late January and early February, right around the time that the Senate impeachment trial was going on. And as far as how many people approve of the job that the president is doing handling COVID-19, 60% approve of his performance, 38% disapprove. You've got 94% of Republicans approve of the president's reaction to COVID-19, 60% of independents, and 27% of Democrats.
That independent number is probably pretty good. The Republican thing, yeah. But yeah, the independent numbers, what is it again?
60% of independents approve of his job with COVID-19.
That's going to be important going forward. 7:15, we'll check news next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Centers for Disease Control report more than 44,000 cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. 544 people have died. In Alabama, there are 242 cases, up 45 since yesterday. The Mobile County Health Department reports 3 new cases, bringing the total to 6. Baldwin County now has 1 new case, bringing that total to 4. On Tuesday, we learned one of the Mobile County patients is a USA Health employee. One father we spoke with said he was told his son was cared for by the nurse in the hospital on March 7th. He says his son is now isolated within the NICU. In Mississippi Tuesday, Governor Tate Reeves issued an executive order to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. There are 320 reported cases in the state. The order bans gatherings of 10 or more, including church services, weddings, and funerals. Restaurants will go to drive-through and delivery only. A local Catholic school will be closing its doors at the end of the year. St. Vincent de Paul and Tillman's Corner is being closed due to declining enrollment. The school opened in 1976. Its enrollment this year, just 74 students. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
With a worldwide pandemic and stock markets plummeting, now is the time to listen to a voice of reason. No fear-mongering or speculation, just straightforward talk about how to retire during unprecedented times. Get it right here every Sunday afternoon at 1 on What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Or call Andrew today at 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially been postponed. Yesterday morning, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach agreed to postpone the Tokyo Olympics by about 1 year. The opening ceremony had been planned for July 24th. According to a joint statement from Abe and the IOC, the World Health Organization had consulted with both parties on Tuesday. There will be a major financial hit for all parties involved. According to ESPN, the organizers of Tokyo 2020 estimated the cost to be roughly $12.6 billion, while other experts have put that figure closer to $25 billion. The delay will also impact the billions that are spent by sponsors and broadcasters. In NFL news, general managers have recommended that the NFL draft, which is scheduled for April 23rd through 25th, be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the league still plans to stick to its original schedule. With concern that there won't be enough time for player physicals, meetings, and other testing, the GM subcommittee voted 6-1 to approve the recommendation. Schefter reports that the league still has time to make a final decision, but the consensus among owners and the league office is for the draft to go on as scheduled. The Carolina Panthers released quarterback Cam Newton on Tuesday. As the former MVP continues to rehab from foot surgery, he had a physical in Atlanta on Monday that was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency. According to ESPN, Newton passed the physical and is healthy. The former Auburn quarterback posted to Instagram Tuesday saying he was, quote, free and hungry. Releasing Newton saves the Panthers $19.1 million in cap space. Before Newton's release, Carolina signed former New Orleans Saints backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a 3-year, $63 million deal. They signed P.J. Walker out of the XFL on Monday and traded quarterback Kyle Allen to the Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially introduced new quarterback Tom Brady in a conference call with reporters on Tuesday.
I'm going to do everything I can to do the best I possibly can, and I'm just excited to embrace this opportunity and see it for what it is.
Brady thanked head coach Bruce Arians, general manager Jason Licht, and the Glazer family who owns the team.
I obviously have a ton of trust and respect for Coach Arians, for what Jason and what he's done to build the team and organization as is now. And, I'm thankful to the Glazer family to give me an opportunity.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians said that he is, of course, excited to have Brady on the team.
He makes everyone better that walks into that huddle, and really just excited to get started.
Brady won 6 Super Bowls in 20 years with the New England Patriots before he signed a 2-year, $50 million deal with Tampa last week. In baseball news, New York Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard is set to undergo Tommy John surgery this week. The right-hander has a torn UCL in his pitching elbow. 28-year-old threw a career-high 197 and two-thirds innings last season, while his ERA was a career-worst 4.28. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you own your own business, you may qualify for a big gift, but it's complicated. Certain business owners can get a 20% deduction on their income, which means you get 1/5 of your income tax-free. If you're married, you get the full break if you and your spouse earn less than $321,000. Above that level, there are restrictions, especially if you're a so-called service provider, like a doctor or lawyer. But accountants are busy figuring out ways to potentially work around those limits. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've got a great start across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far from the Eastern Shore, accident-free conditions continue. The one just off the Dolphin Street exit ramp, the northbound 65's off to the right median. Wreckers are on the scene. So far, no other delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. Also, you can call ahead any order and pick it up as well. Enjoy great food specials starting at $5. Wings, fried pickles, and cheese sticks. And Daphne calls 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. And when I hear from Kane, that reminds me of our conversation with him about those N95 masks. USA Children's and Women's Hospital needs your donation. New, not used, but new N95 masks. A lot of us have them. If you did do woodwork or fiberglass work or whatever, you had those masks. Actually, yeah, a lot of people use them for in the yard when it's dry, like right now, and you kick up a bunch of dust. Those things, N95 is the lowest Now, if you have an N99 mask or something even better, that's great too. But N95 or higher is what they need at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. So if you have some, look out in the garage, look in the shop. If you got them, make that donation. You said you could get in touch with them online, I guess?
Yeah, if you want to go over to usahealthsystem.com/contact, they have the numbers there for the Children's and Women's Hospital and the University Hospital. You can call those and ask what you should do with the masks that you'd like to donate, or you can, if you want to call us, we'll give you those numbers. But the information is located there, and it's great to see in this tragedy, see the national effort to get all of these supplies together from, you know, the single individual that's looking out in their shed to see if they have any unopened packages, all the way up to the big corporations that have begun doing their best to make these masks and send them out. It's good to see, even though it's in such a tough time.
Yeah, we are resilient people. Pull together, for sure. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Another issue here on the health front. You know, we talk about this coronavirus story in the health front and then in the economic front, but I would say a sidebar in the health front, it's not just the physical health, but what about mental health? That is the question. Mental health experts say the number of Americans suffering from anxiety or depression is going up, at least temporarily, over concerns surrounding the spread of coronavirus. Clayton Neville from Westwood One with more.
Maybe it's the change in routine or uncertainty of when normalcy will return, but mental health experts across the country say coronavirus is causing worry for many Americans.
Everyone has heightened anxiety with uncertainty. That kind of breeds, you know, if you have an underlying anxiety disorder, or maybe you've just been borderline, needed some help and haven't reached out in the past, but this has kind of tipped you over the edge.
Tate Ringer's the CEO of MetroCare Services in Texas, which has set up a COVID-19 support hotline where mental health experts are standing by to help. Groups like the CDC and the American Psychiatric Association also have hotlines set up. Anyone feeling the need to talk simply has to pick up the phone and dial.
Thank you for calling the COVID-19 response line. We are eager to address any questions or needs you may have.
The mental health experts on the other side of the line can direct a caller to the help they may need.
That may be meeting with a prescriber, telehealth over the phone. That may be working with a clinical staff person. It may even be outside resources, so we connect people to those as well.
Ringer says it's a critical outlet.
We wanted to make sure that people who needed support could get access to the services, and they might not know where to call. So we made this available.
Anyone experiencing a crisis, however, could be referred to a separate suicide helpline or other mental health professionals. I'm Clayton Neville.
Let's say on a side note, I know that was angled towards adults out there suffering from these mental health issues. And this is something actually that Congressman Byrne brought up the other day, reminded us of what it was like after the oil spill and the amount of mental health issues surrounding that, that we should be ready to deal with those again in this situation. But for the children, so one of my sisters is a child psychologist, which she does. And back and forth talking with her the other day, apologizing for missing her birthday.
You did not.
I missed her birthday by a couple days, so I had to endure that. But in a discussion with my sister, she is very, very busy. She does the telehealth.
Telehealth.
I guess it's the same in psychology, but does doing it online with her clients. But she said she's absolutely seeing an uptick in children that are just getting, you know, anxiety issues exacerbated because of, I'm sure, watching their parents and the issues going on there as well. So think about the kids in this as well. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, will walk us through our forecast from now on through the weekend, plus a tornado. I know it didn't seem like it yesterday around here, but a tornado in Alabama yesterday. We'll talk more about that with Doc coming up. Y'all stay close. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports now 242 cases of COVID-19 in the state. With limited testing available, 6 people have tested positive in Mobile County, 4 in Baldwin County. There's still just 1 case in Washington County. In Florida, 1,467 cases and 20 deaths have been reported. Escambia County has 13, Okaloosa 14, Santa Rosa now up to 6 with 1 death, and Walton County has 10 cases. In Mississippi, 320 have coronavirus. 1 person has died. George County has 1 case. Meanwhile, 24 people have tested positive in Harrison County and 10 in Jackson County. Waffle House announced Tuesday it will be closing hundreds of restaurants as COVID-19 cases grow across the U.S. The Georgia-based chain, known for staying open 24 hours a day all year long, will be closing about 365 locations. A tornado ripped through North Mississippi near the Alabama state line. The National Weather Service reports a tornado touched down about 5:30 Tuesday. So far, no injuries reported. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up. Shop and save on any Liberty gun safe purchase until April 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty gun safe equal to your sales tax rate. Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangani Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Special report, coronavirus update. Senators agree on a $2 trillion pandemic response plan. The measure now goes to the U.S. House, where Speaker Pelosi hopes to achieve unanimous consent.
She is not comfortable with bringing back the rest of the members of Congress, so she is hoping instead of having to require them to come back, unanimous consent. But if any member of Congress objects, that would create a potential problem.
Suzanne Malveaux, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, is asking anyone who has visited New York State to take action now.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others, no matter where they have gone.
Max Foster reports Britain's Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus.
He's been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health.
The prince has had recent contact with Queen Elizabeth. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Facing near certainty of millions of people defaulting on hundreds of billions of dollars of loans all at once. Because of the coronavirus outbreak, banks are scrambling to put into place loan forgiveness and relief programs to prevent their customers from panicking and to protect their own finances. The banking system is not at risk of failing, as banks have plenty of capital on hand. But the potential for millions of defaults on credit cards, small business loans, and mortgages mean banks have had to act to support borrowers who went from having a job or a business to nothing, sometimes in just days. Hospitals are gearing up to test if a century-old treatment used to fight off pre-vaccine epidemics of flu, measles, and other infections might work for COVID-19, too, using blood donated from patients who have recovered. Doctors in China attempted the first treatments using infusions of donated plasma. Now, U.S. hospitals are seeking government permission for formal studies to test antibody-rich plasma in the sick. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So how much are we running above normal high temperatures? Like when we're in the 80s, how much higher is that than normal?
Yeah, the normal high is 73. So yesterday we're up to 82, and today we could be as high as 85 degrees. So if we do that, we're running 12 degrees above normal.
Now that's and looking at that has been hanging on for what 4 or 5 days here of that,
yeah.
And then you're projecting forward. We got a few more days of this before we even get back to normal.
Yeah, it looks like we will see some cooler temperatures, but not until Monday or Tuesday. So we're going to be well into the 80s now for the next several days, and also we're running way below rainfall. Normally, we have over 6 inches of rain in March, and we haven't even reached 1 inch yet. Looking at only 0.85. Now, we could see some rain over the weekend, especially Saturday night, so we may add a little bit to that total. But today, that's going to be mostly sunny, and I mentioned about 85 degrees for today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll see some fog develop after midnight, low tonight in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow, another warm day, mostly sunny and up to 85 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Friday, plenty of sunshine, climbing into at least the low 80s. Saturday, looks like the best day of the weekend, partly cloudy, mid-80s. And then Saturday night, a cold front will move in, and we'll see some scattered showers for Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy, still a few showers around, high in the low 80s. We won't feel any of the cooler air, really, till Monday and Tuesday. There'll still be some shower activity for Monday and Tuesday, but the highs will be in the 70s.
You know, while the weather has been settled around here, it was not yesterday up north Alabama on the Alabama-Mississippi line. I saw the video of what looked like a pretty big tornado.
Yeah, and all of that activity up around, well, even south of Florence and up to the Tennessee border. There's actually a weak cold front right now through the central portion of the state. It was somewhat active when it was up near the Tennessee border. That front is becoming weak, and it's not really going to affect us. It's going to actually turn around, hit back up as a warm front tomorrow. But it had upper air support yesterday and produced some pretty large thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, I remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, first of all, tell folks, like, what the Cliff Notes, the quick elevator speech of what's in it.
Oh, all kinds of the tide tables for the year. So if you we're into the fishing, boating season now, and also a hurricane tracking chart, and all-time weather records, and unusual weather records, too. One page devoted to that, some fantastic ones. And, of course, sunrise, sunset, and moonrise, moonset, all kinds of information. And you'll find copies here in Mobile at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Also Hancock Whitney Banks, both in Mobile and on the Eastern Shore. And if you're over on Fairhope, at Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center, also in Fairhope.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast here right here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And a reminder, too, next hour, Deborah Kennedy is going to join us. And we are going to combine the story with the discussion of COVID-19. But this is a story that's been going on for a long time. I've been harping on it for a long time. It is census time. And you're like, I had to fill out the census. 10 years ago, only 71%, I think, or maybe 72% of Alabamians filled out the census. Okay. At the same time, we've got our issues with states like Texas and California and the folks that are not citizens, at least not answering a citizenship question on the census, filling it out. So they have a big chance to jump in the number of people in the census. At the same time, we are being underrepresented. What does that mean? Listen, most of the experts say unless something serious changes here, we will lose a congressional district going forward. We go from 7 to 6. That is a huge deal in dollars to our state and, most importantly, voice in the House of Representatives. We cannot let this happen. And if it does happen because we failed to fill out our census forms as a state, shame on us. But we'll talk more about that with Deborah and what can be done coming up next hour. Also, our buddy Jeff Poore joins us at 8:05. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet John Fitzgerald, the president and CEO of Saunders Yacht Works. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
John Fitzgerald took over as president and CEO of his wife's family business in 2008. Begun in 1959 in downtown Mobile, Saunders Yacht Works is now based in Gulf Shores, with operations in Orange Beach and Panama City. Their customer is largely a private boat owner, and many of these boats are big, very big. Saunders has a 150-ton saddle lift capable of lifting and moving boats 120 feet long. It's the only one this large between Tampa and the Corpus Christi area, and his customers come a long way to access it. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new virtual wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Virtual Wallet is a registered trademark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC.
Good morning from the Hooters Traffic Center. We've got accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway, the Causeway. George Wallace Bankhead tunnels to the 1065 split in downtown all the way to the Midtown area. Quiet. No delays along northbound 65 towards Saraland. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks. Also, they're looking for bleach. The hospital is asking you to check your home and donate them to the staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, and a bunch of guests coming up next hour. And as always, a text line open for you at 343-0106. Let's check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk about Z71s. Hey, Larry.
Morning. Yeah, your favorite. We've been a little low on them lately, but we've been out searching them, and we have found some. So before the days that we're going to have at least 12 on the ground. That includes half-ton and three-quarter-ton diesels and gas, crew cabs and extended cabs. So we've got a great selection and a good supply of them are under $15,000.
Well, that's fantastic. I like the fact how Larry is like, yeah, we found some. There'll be 12 on the lot. and you talk about those price ranges. What about financing to go with that?
All the credit unions and all the lenders especially just love trucks. They hold their value greatly, so they're all about financing trucks.
All right. If somebody wants to check y'all out online as well, how do they do that?
They can see us online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Like us on Facebook or just call 375-0068.
But a dozen Z71s coming to LCM.
How about that?
I love it, man. Thanks. We'll check back with you soon. I maybe do that today. Thanks, Larry.
All right, bye.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 743. The big story, of course, overnight, depends on what time zone you were in, if they got it done at midnight or 1 in the morning, but the Senate coming to an agreement on a spending package, a relief package. What's the exact name for this?
I think it is the, I'm seeing the virus rescue bill from the AP.
Yeah, so rescue bill. Do you call this a...
It's a stimulus package.
A stimulus package. There you go. Because it's not, if it was for business, it'd be for big business, it might be bailout. even though they're in there. But this is a stimulus package.
Right.
What does this look like for, like, we the people? What's the breakdown? Who's how much money's going where? How much money's going to business?
Mm-hmm. So after, you know, 5 days of contentious talks, they finally passed it overnight. And they really came to an agreement. This ain't over yet, because Nancy Pelosi and other senators are trying to get this passed in the House with unanimous consent so they don't have to bring all these lawmakers back to Washington. I mean, you've got 435 members of Congress that are expected to vote on this now, but there have been some that say they might object, including AOC said she might not agree with some of this stuff in there. They might end up doing a voice vote in order to get this through. But when you look at the breakdown, we're talking about a $2 trillion bill here. They're going to release the exact text of the bill later today. From what I can find, though, they're going to have this $500 billion fund that, remember, was a big hang-up for the Democrats. They were calling it the GOP,
slush fund, right?
The slush fund, right? But they are putting someone in place. They're not calling it a czar, but somewhat of a czar to make sure that money is spent wisely and to count where all that money's going. But you got the $500 billion fund to help some of the hardest-hit industries with loans. Also, they said direct payments up to $3,000 to millions of U.S. families. The way that breaks down is one-time payments, $1,200 per adult and $500 per child. And I believe that's based off of the 2018 tax returns. So in my case, we had a child in 2019.
So you won't get credit.
We won't get the child credit, but my wife and I would each get $1,200. And I think that's up to $99,000 annually per individual. After that, you wouldn't be getting that direct payment. Some of the other provisions included here: $350 billion for small business loans and $250 billion for expanded unemployment aid. They also said that this will include $100 billion for hospitals and health systems, and then additional money for other health care needs, and another $150 billion to go help state and local governments fight the outbreak.
You know, the I want to look in the details what they've gotten done, because it's been put in and taken out. Plus, we have Congressman Byrne joining us at noon today on Midday Mobile. But on the small business loan, one of the things I thought was very exciting that they talked about, I don't know if it made it through last night, but was, number one, 0% interest on the SBA loan, and in addition, long terms, and 100% of the money that would be spent to pay salaries or wages would be forgiven from that loan. Now, that will keep people on the payroll instead of having them go to unemployment and then have to come back when the economy gets back online. It keeps people employed with their companies. And if there's, you know, maybe they're in a furloughed status, or if there's something else they can do that's not, you know, I saw our buddy Jace over at ProTent putting pictures up yesterday. And, you know, they were working, they were doing tent jobs, also had his crew working, doing other things, cleaning out the shop and all those kind of things. So, you know, a small business can find other things, if they have a restaurant and they can't be open for restaurant service, but there are other things they could do. It keeps people on the payroll and keeps them off the unemployment roll. And I think that would be a real win.
Yeah. And hopefully they can get this through quickly. You know, it's still got to go through Congress and then back to Senate.
Yeah, well, when do we get the
Senate votes and then the Congress?
It depends on what happens in the House.
Right.
It depends on what happens if the House, if they change anything, then it would have to come back to the Senate.
But unemployment numbers are rising rapidly. I've seen reports that state unemployment websites have been crashing with so many people getting on to file for unemployment. So far in Michigan alone last week, more than 108,000 people filed for unemployment. And then when you look across America, they said national jobless claims last week had the biggest spike since the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy 8 years ago. That jumped 33% to 281,000 filing for unemployment nationally. Of course, you look at some of the doom and gloom projections. According to S&P Global Ratings, the figure this week could be as high as 3 million, which would be quadrupling the record set in 1982.
All right, we'll keep an eye on it. Talk more about that coming up next hour. Jeff Poore joins us at 8:05. We'll get into some of the details then. Sports on the way and news is next.
When a person is injured in a place of business or is the victim of a crime in those same places, what happens immediately afterwards is so very important. Let me explain. When you're injured or attacked in these places, you can make a claim, but it's on you to prove that the situation that caused your injury was known or should have been known by those in charge. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So here's what's important, and here's what we do. The sooner we can get our SWAT team out to investigate, the better. And listen, those responsible will work fast to repair and even hide what happened. And if you can't prove your case, you can't win your case. Time is of the essence. I even recommend having someone go back with their cell phone to take pictures before you hire us. Don't let delay cost your family. Our injury SWAT team is ready to roll 24 hours a day. Injured? Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer. For you. License number 84408.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow 888-GO-ARROW or online arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Centers for Disease Control report more than 44,000 cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. 544 people have died. In Alabama, there are 242 cases, up 45 since yesterday. The Mobile County Health Department reports 3 new cases, bringing the total to 6. Baldwin County now has 1 new case, bringing that total to 4. On Tuesday, we learned one of the Mobile County patients is a USA Health employee. One father we spoke with said he was told his son was cared for by the nurse in the hospital on March 7th. He says his son is now isolated within the NICU. In Mississippi Tuesday, Governor Tate Reeves issued an executive order to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. There are 320 reported cases in the state. The order bans gatherings of 10 or more, including church services, weddings, and funerals. Restaurants will go to drive-through and delivery only. A local Catholic school will be closing its doors at the end of the year. St. Vincent de Paul and Tillman's Corner is being closed due to declining enrollment. The school opened in 1976. Its enrollment this year, just 74 students. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
752 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Summer Olympics have officially been postponed. Yesterday, Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach agreed to postpone the Tokyo Olympics by about 1 year. The opening ceremony had been planned for July 24th. In NFL news, general managers have recommended that the NFL draft, which is still scheduled for April 23rd, be postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the league still plans to stick to its original schedule. With concern that there won't be enough time for player physicals, meetings, and other testing, the GM subcommittee voted 6-1 to approve the recommendation. Schefter reports the league still has time to make a final decision, but consensus among owners and the league office is for the draft to go on as scheduled. The Carolina Panthers released quarterback Cam Newton yesterday. As the former MVP continues to rehab from foot surgery, he had a physical in Atlanta Monday. It was coordinated by the Panthers and his agency. According to ESPN, Newton passed the physical and is healthy. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially introduced new quarterback Tom Brady in a conference call with reporters on Tuesday.
I'm going to do everything I can to do the best I possibly can, and I'm just excited to, you know, to embrace this opportunity and see it for what it is.
Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians is excited to have Brady on the team.
He makes everyone better that walks into that huddle, and really just excited to get started.
Brady won 6 Super Bowls in 20 years with the New England Patriots before signing a 2-year deal with Tampa last week. And in baseball news, New York Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard set to undergo Tommy John surgery this week. The right-hander has a torn UCL in his pitching elbow. 753 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook. On
Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Pringle. You know, as a contractor, I do more than just build walls. If you need a hunting camp or home built or a commercial building remodeled, I'm suddenly available. So call me, 251-604-3357.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've still got light traffic coming up from Fairhope, Daphne, along 98, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels. It's a clear ride all the way to the 1065 split. Government, Spring Hill, and Airport at 65, not finding any delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062, Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com. They can deliver and complete all the paperwork online, even give you a test drive at your own house. Call 450-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:55 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore is going to join us. Also, Deborah Kennedy to talk about the importance of filling out the census, what it means for the state of Alabama on so many fronts. We'll get to that coming up at around 8:35. And it, you know, the coronavirus issue didn't get real for some people until Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson got it, right? Mm-hmm. It was not real till celebrities got coronavirus.
Yep.
You and I were actually joking this morning that the C-list celebrities trying to say, yeah, me too. I've got coronavirus too, so they could get some attention.
Yeah, what can I do to get coronavirus and get my name in the news?
Do you think this conversation went on anytime in Los Angeles on somebody riding down the road there in L.A. with their agent? Hey, do you think should I get coronavirus? Would it give me some attention here?
Yeah, and then we just a light coronavirus.
Yeah, give me a designer corona, something fresh in California fresh here.
There is no doubt in my mind that conversation went on. Some of these people are so attention starved.
Yes, they are. They're having trouble right now with the social distancing. But in some real cases, a royal Prince Charles has tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah, 71 years old. Prince Charles says he's tested positive.
I'm sure they're keeping him away from mom, from the Queen Mother.
Yeah, and another 71-year-old. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jackson Browne has tested positive for coronavirus. Thankfully, he said his symptoms are pretty mild, so he doesn't require any kind of medication, certainly not hospitalization or anything like that, he said. I'm surprised he didn't work in a Take It Easy reference. You know, he helped write that song with Glenn Frey.
Yes.
But yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jackson Browne, and he said, it's so easy to contract this that we got to be careful. You might not even know you have it.
There you go. So consult your doctor. Jackson. All right, 7:57 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close. We're online at fmtalk1065.com.
And the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the end.